2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 9, that's our passage as we continue our journey through the Bible. Peter wrote this in his second epistle, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins." Recently, I officiated a memorial service for a woman named Lois, a believer who lived her days following hard after Jesus. One word that described her entire life was service. Not long before this dear saint's passing, her daughter-in-law took several of Lois's great-grandchildren to visit her in a care facility. They became worried when she wasn't in her room, and they started looking for her. And finally, they found Lois at the end of the hall in a wheelchair. She was reading to a person who was unable to see. In today's passage, the apostle listed several qualities that a believer needs to possess. The qualities of goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love should be added to our faith. And then he reminds us that these qualities need to be used and developed so we will be effective and productive believers. I'm going to say that again. These qualities need to be used and developed so that we can be effective and productive believers. When we don't develop these qualities, Peter says we are nearsighted and blind. We live as if we have forgotten that God has cleansed us from our past sin. I was so encouraged to hear Lois's family describe her life. She was effective and productive. She encountered many challenges in life, and she used each of them to become stronger. She didn't use the aging process as an excuse. She used what she had to demonstrate love and kindness to others. She didn't waste a day of her 85 years. May Lois serve as an example for us all. Father, until you call us home, may we use every day to develop the qualities that make us productive and effective servants. Help us not to waste a minute of our days here on this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.